From BBC Radio 4, Nuremberg, the trial of the Nazi war criminals. Drawn from eyewitness testimony, documents and court transcripts, which uncover the distressing truth behind the Nazi atrocities. It's May 1945, and Germany has just surrendered. The country is in chaos. 1 million former soldiers, 3 million foreign nationals, another 1 million liberated from the concentration camps, all trying to get home. And hiding somewhere in all that, hoping to slip away, are the top Nazis. Episode 1, The Hunt.
Watch it, you lummox! Take it gently!
Sir, I just spent 8 years in the removals business.
Any satisfied customers?
Some of those lonely wives out in Connecticut, Sarge. I'm telling you.
Get it shifted, soldier. These are priceless antiques.
Was it because we took such a hammering in the Ardennes? Was it because half of us were Italians? Or was it just a regular, usual snafu? But here we were, 391st Anti-Aircraft Battalion, battle-hardened, combat-ready, moving furniture and curtains and fancy brocades and I don't know what around the Grand Hotel Mondorf Spa in Luxembourg, which is like this special miniature country in the middle of Europe.
Hey, Sarge, come look at this.
Pretty place, don't get me wrong. You got the Mosel River just up there, and the opposite bank, that's France. Vineyards that way, thermal springs down there. It's good for the liver, they say.
Is this, real gold, Sarge?
You touch it, soldier. We got a flood on our hands.
2 weeks after VE Day, they sent us here, told us to get the place ready, the whole 8-story hotel, get it ready for a load of prisoners. And I mean top brass prisoners.
I want everything out of here. Move it.
And then into each room, one camp bed, one straw mattress.
Did I say bring a pillow? Did I, Garofalo? No pillows. One chair, one table, one wash basin.
People used to pay big bucks in this place. But this wasn't going to be no holiday. Now it's Continental Central Prisoner of War Enclosure 32. We gave it a code name. Ashcan.
Hey, Sarge, where do you want this? Whatever it is.
Meanwhile, our guys are out there all over Europe looking for him. Looking for Himmler and Goebbels and Goering and Ribbentrop and Bormann, maybe even Adolf himself. Maybe that suicide story's just BS. Maybe the Fuhrer's still out there, getting ready to crank it up again. The intelligence guys hunting them down, where do they start? All they have is the official residence or the barracks or last known address. They turn up and... Zilch. Nada. Nix. That's when there was still a house or a street.
Excuse me. Hey, Ed Schuldigung, this is Hindenburgstrasse?
Yes. Strasse Hindenburg, yes. It was Hindenburg Street.
Don't think anyone lives here anymore.
Yeah, we've been bombing the guts out of Germany for months. Hamburg, Nuremberg, Leipzig, Munich... So they're all just brick heaps.
Please. Bitte, please.
Cigarette.
Please.
Cigarette.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?